This goes to Brittany, Brittany Scherzer, Scherzer, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Daniel Clevenger, Clevenger, date of birth 7/14/1946. Dear Ms. Scherzer, this is a consultation for Mr. Clevenger, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, proteinuria, and elevated potassium levels. He's a 79-year-old male patient with long history of type 2 diabetes and hypertension. Also, prostatic enlargement that appears to be stable. He feels like he does empty his bladder well. He doesn't have urinary dribbling or incontinence, no history of kidney stones, no surgeries on the prostate, no current dizziness or headaches, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, and no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, and no peripheral edema. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and aortic stenosis. Past surgical history, he had lumbar spine surgery back in 2014, and he's had bilateral cataract and lens replacements in 2015. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He quit greater than 30 years ago. He does consume alcohol. Generally, whiskey is his beverage of choice and 3 to 4 drinks per day, every day. He is divorced, he is retired, and he is a previous veteran. He does see a provider at the CLEAR Veterans Administration at least twice a year. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin 81 milligram daily, fish oil 1 daily. Tylenol is 325 milligram 1 to 2 daily as needed for pain, but that's rarely used. Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, fenofibrate 67 milligram daily, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, terazosin 5 milligram daily, Pravacol 20 milligram daily, metformin 500 milligram twice a day, vitamin D3 1,000 units daily, lisinopril is 20 milligram twice a day, clonidine 0.1 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, height 67 inches, weight 190 pounds, pulse 52 and regular, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160/60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear with midline uvula, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruits, heart is regular, there's an aortic murmur, grade 2/6, no rub, heart rate is irregular, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites, no palpable masses, extremities, there's no peripheral edema, sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities, 2 to 3 second capillary refill. And labs, most recent lab studies, were done June 9th, 2025. Creatinine was 2.1 with estimated GFR of 32. Potassium was 6.0 at that time. And he was instructed on starting a low-potassium diet. For 10 of 25, creatinine 2.22 with GFR 30. 12/9 of 24, creatinine 2.3, GFR 28. 5/10/23, creatinine 1.4 with GFR 52. Other labs from June 16th, 2025, actually June 9th, 2025. Hemoglobin is 12.0, normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis, negative for blood and 10 protein noted. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 31. He did have one isolated elevated microalbumin to creatinine ratio in June of 2024, 2,280, but June of 23, it was 27, June of 22nd, 13, December of 2020, 26. And we don't have a kidney ultrasound or post void bladder at this point. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. We are going to repeat labs this week. We'll include free light chains, immunofixation, parathyroid hormone, a protein to creatinine ratio in the urine, as well as renal panel and CBC. He's also scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. And that is October 13th, and a renal artery Doppler study, that's October 9th in Alma Hospital. He should continue to follow a low potassium diet. He needs to avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.